It could be the coldest Christmas in decades. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News. Multiple cities in the Southeast, Midwest, and along the East Coast are coping with frigid temperatures.
The National Weather Service is calling for dangerously cold wind chills to continue for much of the eastern two-thirds of the country. They're warning if you must travel in the central and eastern parts of the U.S., prepare for extreme weather. In some areas, being outdoors could lead to frostbite in minutes.
Fox's Jill Nato, the monster storm that produced blizzards, freezing rain, and dangerous winds is being blamed for more than a dozen deaths. Yesterday, three people were killed in a chain reaction crash on the Ohio Turnpike in Erie County.
Officials closing the road in both directions for hours, getting medical assistance to attend to multiple injuries and to bring in buses to take people from the scene to a local facility to warm up.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. Travel by any means continues to be disrupted. The website FlightAware says more than 1,300 flights into, out of, or within the U.S. are canceled today. Holiday shoppers were sent scrambling at the Mall of America in Minnesota. Police say a 19-year-old man was shot dead yesterday at the Nordstrom store after some kind of altercation between two groups. No one's been arrested. The mall will be open today, but the store will be closed. Another record at our southern border. Last month alone, Border Patrol agents encountered more than 233,000 migrants.
This is an ongoing problem that we're seeing every single day. And again, not only is it border crossers with seeking asylum, but it's also dangerous criminals that are coming across the border.
That's Hector Garza, the vice president of the National Border Patrol Council. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Nearly 2 years later, people suspected of storming the Capitol during the January 6th riot are still being rounded up. Yesterday, after an hours-long standoff in Southern California, federal agents took Eric Christie into custody.
Video and photographs from the riot show Christie at the Capitol, wrapped in a rainbow flag with a hammer attached to his belt. He faces federal charges, including entering and remaining in a restricted building or grounds with a deadly weapon.
Fox's Kevin Uretsky. There was a shooting near the Capitol last night. A woman was shot in a car in what may have been a road rage incident. She was able to get the attention of a Capitol police officer. No arrests have been made. Across the country, stormy weather is leaving holiday packages in limbo. Companies like Amazon, UPS, and FedEx have issued warnings that many presents may not make it on time.
In a statement on their website, FedEx said, quote, all FedEx Express locations have been impacted by severe winter weather and delays can be expected for package deliveries across the U.S. with a delivery commitment through Monday, December 26th.
Fox's Madison Allworth. Millions of taxpayers are getting a gift just in time from the IRS.
Americans who have a side hustle selling on e-commerce platforms like Etsy or eBay or bringing in money from Airbnb were supposed to report income of more than $600 for 2022, but now they're getting a one-year reprieve, according to the Wall Street Journal. Implementation of that new measure delayed by the Internal Revenue Service as some lawmakers push for an increase of that threshold, which used to be $20,000. The IRS's acting commissioner says the additional time will help reduce confusion and help taxpayers understand the new requirements. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And I'm Pam Puso. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.